I'm speaking today with Audit Manager Moray Campsey, who worked on Audit Scotland's latest update looking at the progress of the Scottish Government's Futures Programme. This programme is a five-year IT and business change scheme intended to deliver reforms to the European Union's Common Agricultural Policy, or CAP. The CAP provides financial support to farmers, crofters and rural businesses, involving around £4.6 billion in European and Scottish Government funding. This is set to be paid out between 2015 and 2020. Moray, could you talk us through the progress of the Futures Programme to date?
Yes, well, the Futures Programme began in 2012 and it's faced significant difficulties from the start, which we've previously reported on. In this audit, we looked at the progress of the programme since we last reported up to April 2016. We looked at what has caused some of the problems that the programme has faced. The IT system set up to process applications and make payments to farmers is working, but progress in getting it up and running has been quite slow, and there have been significant defects with the system itself. The programme hasn't met some key milestones and ministerial targets that were set in terms of making payments to farmers, and the costs have continued to climb. The programme is working within a budget of £178 million, and as at the end of March this year, it had spent £126 million of this, which doesn't leave much money left to then deliver the rest of its aims and objectives. To try and deal with this, the Scottish Government reviewed the scope of the programme in January 2016, and has put plans in place to try and reduce some of the costs. But this means that it's going to deliver less than was expected at a higher cost than originally planned. So some of the anticipated benefits and the planned business outcomes will not be fully delivered. So we've concluded that the programme is unlikely to deliver value for money.
And what else have you found in your latest audit?
So the delays in making payments to farmers has obviously had an impact, and we've received reports that payment delays have caused cash flow problems for farmers and a knock-on effect in the rural economy. And this has come at a time when farmers were already experiencing some financial difficulties with the low milk prices and the severe flooding that they experienced during the winter. So we found that the Scottish Government made a number of decisions in order to get money to farmers quicker and meet these ministerial targets. But this had an impact on other areas of the programme and delayed some of the other schemes that the programme was intended to deliver. The Scottish Government set up some loan schemes for farmers so that they could get money to them more quickly, using the Scottish Government budget to manage this. Whilst this has taken pressure off the programme itself in the meantime, it doesn't actually help in terms of meeting the EC requirements to make payments by the end of June. We also found a number of problems with the management and governance of the programme itself, particularly in terms of IT delivery.
What happens if the budget runs out for the Futures programme before it meets the European Commission regulations?
So if the programme or the IT system doesn't comply with European Commission regulations, it may lead to financial penalties known as disallowance. We've estimated that there could be a range of disallowance between £40 million and £125 million being imposed on the Scottish Government, although there's a lot of factors and it's very difficult to predict the level of financial penalties that might be incurred. This would obviously have to be paid out of the Scottish Government, so that brings on increased risks to the Scottish Government budget. And it would also mean that there'd be further investment required in another business case or programme to deliver the remaining elements of the programme to get the IT system up to the standard required. At this stage, the Scottish Government hasn't completed a detailed assessment of the risk of financial penalties to support the decisions in terms of prioritising scope and deciding what can be delivered with the remaining amount of the budget.
Can you explain a little bit more the problems that were encountered with the management of the programme?
Well, it's important to note that these CAP reforms are very complex and probably the most complex there's been to date, but the Scottish Government underestimated the scale of the task at the start of the programme. But within the management of the programme itself, we found that there was key decisions that were taken out with the formal governance structures, and some key decisions took too long to make. We also found that senior roles and responsibilities were sometimes confused. The Scottish Government changed its IT delivery model during 2015, and its Information and Systems Division took control of IT delivery. But there was a lack of trust between the programme team and this division, and a blame culture developed, which was a barrier to progress. We also found that management failed to deal effectively with a significant conflict of interest that meant one individual was in a position to benefit financially from the work of the programme. They did take action to mitigate this after a time, however, we found that this wasn't enough to mitigate the risk. Staff from right across the programme are committed to delivering the system. They've been working under a lot of pressure for a long time, and there is a real risk of burnout.
So what does Audit Scotland want to see happen next to tackle the remaining problems with the programme?
Well, while we say that the Futures programme is unlikely to deliver value for money, there are a number of actions that the Scottish Government should take now to improve and enhance delivery. It has to ensure that the system is obviously fit for purpose and compliant with the EC regulations within the remaining budget that it's got. We are recommending that the Scottish Government carry out a detailed assessment of the potential financial penalties that the European Commission could impose if the system isn't meeting its regulations, and use that information to prioritise specific improvements to the IT system within its remaining budget. The Scottish Government also needs to develop a clear plan for the transfer of knowledge and expertise from the programme staff to the staff in the business. Given the significant issues that the programme continues to face, we'll report again on its progress later in the year.
Morag, thank you. And the report is available to download from our website, www.audit-scotland.gov.uk.